And before I forget, right, I want to welcome everyone. If you're watching on D Live, God bless you. I mean, you've got a lot of you guys on D Live and Rumble. Welcome everyone wherever you may be, right? BitChute Crowd and the Foxhole.app, right? And Pill.net and the Truth and Art Radio Network. Welcome everybody. Okay, to pick up what I was saying, for those of you listening in those platforms. Yeah, let's do ourselves a favor by reasonably reviewing what we know. This channel is not about conspiracy theories. So I'd like to, verifiable news means a lot to me. And we know that in summary of the Russia situation, we have something special is happening. Something is evolving, right? On this Friday night. And we know that whatever you think of this event that spiraled out of control, it started off as an information war, right? We have people like Putin, Zelensky, and Biden. We said that each one, they were leaked as the event got closer. Biden was telling us whatever he's told, right? Because he can't even think. He doesn't even know what date is. But he was saying the end of the world is here. Russia is about to invade and, you know, false flags are coming. Putin was saying, yeah, whatever, none of that. Nothing's happening. And Zelensky was going along with Putin. Then it all went down. And I've been saying for the last week that it's clear where Russia's coming from and what's happening on the U.S. and the New World Order side of things, but we don't know, I don't know, if Zelensky is an actor or not. But here's what we know. We know that the entire New World Order, everybody in the New World Order, is against Russia. Right? We know that the commies are against Russia, and so are the Nazis. Wink, wink. Both the commies and the Nazis are against Russia, who's telling everyone that they're denazifying Ukraine. And we're going to see that Biden is still funding Russia to do what he's doing, right? To do what they're doing, the purging, all these things that are happening. But Biden, since he is not a nationalist, is saying, well, because of this, I get to destroy America, which Trump is calling him out on, which is checkmating. It's all over for Biden, right? But Biden is personally, financially gaining from the situation. So maybe we're seeing Biden's true motive. Maybe. And then what else? We know that truth is emerging. Everybody is censoring Russia. And I like this. I wrote this down, that we're seeing towering cognitive dissonance from both the right and the left. Everyone is showing cognitive dissonance, like we said a few days ago. The left should be with Russia if they're against Nazis, but they're not. Get it? And some of the centrists on the right should be with Russia since they're against the Nazis, but they're not. But I've said it, people. You have the obvious rhinos, and then you have actors, which are most of the GOP that's remaining. And that's part of the big picture we talked about. All right? In my opinion, everybody can't be... All right. We'll talk about that again some other time. But we begin, what did we say on Wednesday? I said, yeah, where are these rumors about biological labs? Where's the actual source? And to begin with, today, boom! That's a pretty good source. That's a lot more than alternative media news. So maybe the Russians heard what I was saying on Wednesday and said, you know what? Let's get Bernie that source. You can't rely on underground, phony CIA alternative, unverified news. But there it is, people. Russia claims Pentagon, quote, biological war labs developing pathogens in Ukraine. Boom. So tonight, this week, Friday night, we have a huge escalation of the information war. That's why I'm mentioning the cognitive dissonance right away. Because in the end, we, who are the real news, we're going to get to watch all the cognitive dissonance. Because everybody has stayed in the box, some of them, in some cases for political reasons. Trump, for example. You're not going to hear anyone, notice that, people? No one on the GOP side of things is coming out saying, yeah, we're with Russia. That would be a stupid political move. So don't get too emotional on that if you ask me. That would be stupid. The GOP is staying in their box. Wow, we can't believe what Russia is doing. But you know what? We should care about the American border. And then we're going to see that's what Trump is doing. Focusing everyone on U.S. problems. That's a brilliant art of war moved by the GOP. I mean, come on, people. There's no reason for anybody, including Trump, to say anything good about Putin. Just stay out of it. Don't say anything good about Putin and Russia. Let the events transpire. Because we also, in the last week, have seen that we know they are putting out one fake story after another. That is Ukraine and the fake news media. That's going to get blown open today. Big, big night. Big, historic night. Here on this channel and throughout the world. It's not just this channel. But here I'd like to cover relevant news. And let's do it, people. And with all of that said, here we go. So there it is. They're coming out. Boom. Right? And it doesn't matter what anyone says. The right-wing media, they're trying to say, oh, well, this is conspiracy theory. Now they are on trial. Show me evidence that this is... that Russia's lying about this somehow. But again, so we're going to put everything on the table. We've been examining everything that Ukraine has been saying. And now we're going to drop everything on the table. This is reality time. I'll say it again, people. It is the moment of truth for anybody on the right, left. It doesn't matter. All the alternative media people, everybody. We're going to see who cares about truth. There it is, people. Russia's coming out saying it's a military operation in Ukraine. They've been asked from the beginning, they told Ukraine, look, shut up, accept the deal, go home in peace, nobody dies, come on. And they said it was demilitarization, and there was a denazification of the whole thing. And don't forget, people, last Sunday, we showed everyone all these Ukrainians with the actual Nazi flags. Checkmate! It's over! All right, I guess I'm feeling some energy. Yeah, don't be fooled, people. I'm not feeling so great. But anyway, and now it's all coming out, people. He's coming out, this foreign minister, demilitarization in the sense of destroying the military infrastructure that threatens us will be brought to an end, even if we sign a peace agreement. That's because the war is real. It will necessarily have to include such a clause. And they're coming out, and it's all happening, people. He comes out. It is in the mind of the West politician that they keep returning to nuclear war. He said, it's not in our minds. They don't want nuclear war. And we know that yesterday there was this whole story about this nuclear plant blowing up, and 3/4 of it turned out to be fake news. It was no big deal. And Newsmax and everybody in the fake news, they were exaggerating the situation. So... we've got a lot of material, and because of that, maybe we'll leave this one right here. But there it is, people. They're coming out saying, look, we're taking out the bioweapons labs. And same foreign minister, people. Big, big situation. Let's listen in. Is Zelensky on trial? Again, people, we're taking this
Please visit our website, the website of our ministry, and you will be able to get a detailed description of what the Kiev neo-Nazi regime is now doing. You like the word killer? You know, real killers are siding with the Kiev regime. Operation.
Yeah, the real killers. Now, here we go, people. Because everyone in the fake news, and this goes back to my Nazi ideology series, which we concluded yesterday. But now, this is a big, big moment, people, because the stupid people, mostly on the left, but people that believe to this day in 2022, fake news media lies, they think, this goes back to episode one of my Nazi ideology series, when you think Soros, the first thing that comes to your mind should be Nazi. But to the demons on the left and some on the right, the first thing that comes to their mind when they hear Soros is Jew. That's walking right into my series. 9 episodes that concluded yesterday. Now, a Nazi is a Nazi is a Nazi. Whether you are Jewish, whether you are black, by the way, look at my series, episode 2. Thank you. Bye. Whether you are German, whether you are Hungarian, whether you have... It doesn't matter.
President Zelensky, the first Jewish president of Ukraine, whose families were killed in the Holocaust, is a Nazi?
Listen to his response.
I think that the Nazis and neo-Nazis manipulate him. Otherwise, it is hard to account for how President Zelensky can preside in a society, over society where neo-Nazis misrife. They make marches and torch processions. And for those torch processions, President Zelensky allocates his personal guards from his company, and they train constantly, studying acts of sabotage and warfare in urban areas. And that is all happening under President Zelensky when he keeps saying that his grandfather was at war. Look at the laws that President Zelensky, which claims to be a global citizen, well, look at the laws about the indigenous nations and ethnicities of Ukraine, not mentioning the Russian nation. How can not a neo-Nazi president support laws banning the Russian language at school, which is horrible, not in only in education, but in everyday life? They imposed a prohibition on just asking for drugs and medications in a pharmacy in Russian. And in the Crimea, in Russia, they have 3 official languages: Russian, the Crimean Tatar language, and Ukrainian language. And any national of Russia living in the Crimea has a right to turn to local authorities, to an office, speaking his vernacular language.
All right, people, we heard the issue with the language. We heard about Larry Johnson talking about that. But again, he's laying out what they are physically and factually doing, these operations funding the Nazis. And it's as simple as that, people. Just because you have a certain supposed genetics, so what? The Bible says, and everything, America, life, all of life is about whatever you choose to do. You could have the worst genetics, the worst culture, the worst everything. You could be the most meanest, ugliest, horrible human being, the worst Muslim Brotherhood terrorist, and Jesus could change your life. It's about the content of your character, people. This idea, you guys get it. But anyway, this foreign minister blows all of this wide open. Right there, people. And he's coming out. Boom. This is what they're doing. Talks about how they're training these people. All right, so this is a big deal because now it's all coming out. like, you know, maybe you guys couldn't understand some of that. I get it. Like I said here, otherwise it is hard to account for how Zelensky can preside over a society where neo-Nazis make strife. One of the things that he was saying. I mean, I don't care. You know, again, so we have that is being rolled out. And then we have this success. This is opposite of everything the fake news was saying. The global fake news. Telling us all of this week, right? That Russia is weak and Ukraine is such great heroes. Really? Then why did Russia easily take over this nuclear plant? Boom! Because they're not playing around, people. This is a meticulous... Again, this goes back to what I'm saying the other day, that they're trying to portray Russia like they are a group of kids. You know, like these... Like this little... Practice training little Cub Scouts. These little junior league or something. But here it is, people. Sky News has the evidence for us. Sky News, think of what they're doing in Australia. The New World Order's Sky News. They decided to show up to Ukraine. Here it is, people. Can't make
this
up.
The government has warned for days of Russian saboteurs who've infiltrated the country.
All right, people, I'm going to get ahead, 10 steps ahead. I'm letting everyone know this is supposedly a video of the Sky News being attacked. Boom. By, we're going to hear this. I'm going to get ahead of everyone. He's going to admit that it's that they're in Ukraine. He doesn't say who it is. Well, he just heard it. They're at a Ukrainian checkpoint and they're being fired upon. So right from the beginning, the Sky News guy, I'll play it again. I just said it the other day, people. Checkmate again. I guarantee you, people, these are Ukrainians that are shooting on them. These are the Nazis. They don't want the media anywhere around. So what does Sky News say? Oh, they are what? We said it the other day. They must be Russian saboteurs. Get it? That is the reason they created that concept a few days ago. Because if it's Ukrainians shooting it, oh, it must be Russians. There it is. And this, remember, we said it the other day, and here it is, people. Ha, listen in again. Can't make this up. Russian saboteurs. The rest of the video, you decide whether it's comedy or whether it's real or whether they're just lying to themselves. Nobody's making fun of the misery, but it is kind of fishy.
But the government has warned for days of Russian saboteurs who've infiltrated the country to bring terror. Deaths.
And the definition of Russian saboteurs? People that are shooting and killing that don't look Russian. Get it? Bah!
Who are attacking civilians in their cars as they flee. They do exist.
Oh, yeah, they do exist. Yeah, right. Notice how he's trying to convince you. They do exist.
We found out.
Oh, that's a bullet.
That was a bullet.
Sorry?
No, it wasn't a bullet.
It wasn't. Something blew up under us.
Something went bang. Oh, there's a big
Okay. Oh,
whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
We think it's a Ukrainian checkpoint and a mistake.
Right there, he's admitting it's a Ukrainian checkpoint.
Do we identify ourselves?
British journalists! Journalists!
Journalists!
Journalista!
Can anyone... You all right, Steve?
Journalista!
Is everyone okay? You okay, Dom?
All right, people, if you listen in, he eventually said these guys are expert killers These are professional killers. And, oh, but yeah, we just got away. And they never, you never see anything. And they miraculously, they're so great killers, and they're, why would you get away? They would have taken you guys out. So I don't know who this was, but again, notice right at the beginning, he says Russian saboteur. How do you know it's a Russian saboteur? And this is Sky News. All right, I don't want to, you know, we got a lot of, you know, a lot of things to cover, but there it is, people. Think about it. And to me, I have no problems with this. Well, you know what? Let the Russians do whatever they want. You decide on this. Russia to punish Ukraine war. Fake news. Which is all we're seeing up to now. With up to 15 years in prison. And I'm going to say this right now. If you read the comment section, people, and a lot of people on the right are like, that's tyranny. That, let's step back. Isn't that what we want to do in this country? Isn't that the point? And what Russia is saying is that if you are professional, a professional journalist, and you are outright putting out fake news, checkmate. We're not playing with you. 15 years in prison. And again, I could see where that could become a problem. But at the same time, people, that's the point. You can't let people put out fake news. Fake news. Trump has been saying it from the beginning, people. The media is the actual enemy of the people. So I know it's a trick question, and you got to, you know, I know people might want to argue about this. But think about what's being said here. If you're actually spreading fake news, think about it. And in this case, about the Russian armed forces and the military operations in Ukraine. Remember, people, the fake news itself causes a lot of lives. I'll say it again. Actual fake news being put out by professional journalists ends up with a lot of people dead. That's an actual war crime. And people are not thinking this way. They're thinking, oh, left versus right. Oh, yeah, whatever. Fun. Yeah, yippee. No, no. Real fake news is it's an actual crime against humanity. I'll leave it at that. You decide. I'm just saying, if Russia is able to put out their evidence that they're taking out bioweapons, and they're putting out this fake news, and even this, like we just showed everyone, this news crew, supposedly, Sky News, is being attacked, but their only proof that this is Russia is the guy in the audio saying, yeah, these are Russian saboteurs, even though we're in a Ukrainian station. So, you decide, people. And I think it's interesting that as soon as Russia did that, bah, look at this. Right there. CNN to stop broadcasting in Russia over Putin's new criminal code against journalists. Right there. Can you guys imagine CNN? What? Real, actual war crimes, fake news. That's all we do. Ah, get out of Russia. Hurry up. Come on, people. Oh, I'm just saying. Because the other option is that CNN could say, you know what? We're going to come here. We're going to report the actual truth. All right, people, you decide. And then we're moving right along, people, right? NATO announces they will not fight for Ukraine on the ground or in the air. Start thinking, people, is this the final is this it? Isn't that an interesting decision by NATO? But we talked about this a week ago that, and kudos to Steve Bannon was talking about this, that NATO didn't have the teeth to do anything. So is this all part of the plan? that in this key moment in history, NATO's coming in. We're not going to do anything. Boom. Just throwing it all out for you folks. Thank you, everybody. You guys are giving me energy. You know, temporary energy. While the show's going on. All right. And what else, people? Let's keep going, because these are all interrelated. Let's keep going. It's all, this is the biggest story on the planet, 100%. Well, almost, sort of. We'll see. Ukrainian forces account. What? Surrendering Russian artillery men will be slaughtered like pigs. So now, we can add another dimension to everything we've been saying about the propaganda, the censorship, all the Hollywood celebrities, all the big tech, everybody's joining. You have to agree with the Ukraine narrative or else we're going to get you. We've been showing everybody all the different aspects. What some, all the GOP are, they're staying inside their box. GOP is like, we can't believe what Russia, they're staying in their box appropriately. Everybody, everything's working out. NATO's coming out saying, we're not going to. Biden, he claims that this is horrible, but yet he's funding Russia. We're going to deal with that in a second as well. But now we're going to add another piece. We're seeing now not only Sky News being shot at, and I admit, we don't know who's shooting at Sky News. I'm not claiming that I have the final say. I'm not saying, but I'm just throwing it out there. They're coming out right away blaming it on Russian saboteurs. Why aren't they just saying, you know what? That is clearly a Russian outfit, or clearly a Russian emblem. There goes the Russians. But anyway, now we're going to see in the next couple stories that Ukraine criminals, they're like, you know what? Kill them. Find them, catch them, kill them. They're acting like ISIS and like the Taliban. Boom. And if they were such nice people like Fox News and Newsmax is telling us and the rest of the corporate media, why are they doing this? Surrendering Russian artillerymen will be slaughtered like pigs. Who talks that way? Think about it. So that is for your consideration, right? We have that going on. And here's another one. This is big, people. Pro-Russian mayor in eastern Ukrainian city of Kremina found shot dead in the street after he was detained by officials. Boom. They labeled him a traitor, and boom. They just took this guy out. Think about it. That's another big one. And then we have this. Russian oligarch Mikhail Watford found hanged in UK mansion. Are we seeing a pattern here? You see, they think they could put out all these short clips and these buildings getting hit by missiles that without any full story. And by the way, why was that camera perfectly trained on that building? You could think you're going to control the narrative to a certain point, but now things are changing. Anybody on the Russian side who comes anywhere near Ukraine gets fired upon, or you end up dead. Russia now stepping in. They see what's happening in this first week. They're saying, all right, you want to play hardball? Anyone professionally putting out fake news, 15 years in jail. We're not playing with you. Art of War, right? Russia was and has been playing the role of the weak guy, if you ask me. Now comes the Biden part of it. Listen in. Hypocrisy. Biden is funding Russia, purchasing Russia's oil, while everybody in the circus is telling us that Russia's so evil. Cognitive dissonance. Listen.
Thanks, Jen. on gas, you just said that, you know, less supply raises prices. It's not in our strategic interest to reduce the supply.
Yeah.
We also know, you know, the president as recently as yesterday talked about increasing domestic manufacturing to bring down prices on inflated items like goods. So why not apply the same logic to energy and increase domestic production here?
Well, there are 9,000 approved oil leases that the oil companies are not tapping into currently. So I would ask them.
Yeah, right. Straightforward question. But here are the rest of those people.
That question.
Is there nothing that the administration can do to get those providers back to pre-pandemic levels?
In other words, Trump did it so easily. Why? Again, she knows. This is straight down the middle, Great Awakening, people.
Think the oil companies don't have enough money to drill on the places that have been pre-approved?
Just asking.
And they're getting into this back and forth, and notice that Jen Psaki is going to, she's going to push the global warming button to try to get out of it.
I would point that question to them, and we can talk about it more tomorrow when you learn more.
Do you think that opening the Keystone pipeline and having more energy-friendly policies might do that?
The Keystone.
In other words, everything that Trump was doing.
The pipeline has never been operational. It would take years for that to have any impact. I know a number of members of Congress have suggested that, but that is a proposed solution that has no relationship or would have no impact on what the problem is. We here all agree
yeah.
is an issue.
So
there
that,
it is.
Those years where it would, you know, take to bring down prices, as you're saying, we should just continue to buy Russian oil?
Well, again, Jackie.
Right there.
I think you're familiar with a number of steps we've taken, a historic release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. What we can do over time, and what this is all a reminder of in the president's view, is our need to reduce our reliance on oil. The Europeans need to do that.
Right there. She's relying on the global warming hoax, which Trump is regularly reminding us that India, China, and Russia, they don't pay attention to the global warming hoax. So she's debunking her own argument.
We need to do that. If we do more to invest in clean energy, more to invest in other sources of energy, that's exactly what we can do to prevent this from happening in the future. We welcome any Republicans from joining us in that effort. Go ahead.
As long as we're buying Russian oil, though, aren't we financing the war?
Well, Jackie, again, it's only about 10% of what we're importing. I've not...
Right there, people. Come on. Yeah, we are funding Russia, but we're only relatively funding them. It's only 10%. That is how you checkmate this lady. Funding is like all or nothing. You either are funding it or you're not. Common sense. Okay, people. So that's the Biden situation. And that goes with this. 10% to the big guy. Joe Biden wants $10 billion more in aid for Kiev. Right? Should we go for the laughing track? I guess so. There it is. Come on, people. That is the reason why he is funding Russia and allowing this whole thing to, this machine to move, so that in the end, they're protecting their final interest. This is about the New World Order, people. I'll say, remember, people, the globalists, if necessary, they'll give up Ukraine. Obviously, something is in Ukraine that is very important to them. Everyone should be asking this simple question. And we know that it involves money and resources. And when you hear what Russia is saying, we know that it involves weapons and bioweapons, etc. All right, people. So here are a few reaction fallout. We're just going to zoom through a few of these headlines. It's right in front of you, people. Virginia substitute teacher suspended. Why? For lessons supporting Russia's Ukraine invasion. Right there. And we know, right, that all the cancellations are in full effect as we round out this week. Netflix suspends all projects and acquisitions from Russia. Silent on China's Uyghurs genocide. Right? Same thing. And Google, everybody is getting in on it. Google suspends all ads in Russia. And we know this, right? Censor happy Reddit bans links to Russian state media. Everybody, we're seeing the template. The go along with the virus or else. It's the same template. Don't you dare talk about the Hunter Biden laptop or else. We've seen it. What? We're going to shut down anyone talking about this simple website with this Q thing. Shut up. Same template, same people, same everything. What? You're with Trump? We see a story today. Somebody, right? John Sol or The Hill, right? Losing their YouTube channel just for posting a video quoting Trump. So the template is all right in front of us. Easy peasy. All right. Hope everyone's doing well. For the sake of time, we're going to keep going tonight. Right? We have... Well, let's see here. Let me at least open up. Okay. Thank you, everybody, on Rumble. All right. Steve Walker said the man is going on Mount Rushmore. All right. And all right, everybody on DLive. Joe Five says they all... Nazi without a gun. Quist 1781 says on Truth Social right now. All right. Okay. So we're kind of rounding out, right? We have a little bit longer show tonight, right? I think. I'd love to finish sooner. All right, let's see. All right, people. And hang on. All right. All right, just checking in on some people. All right, people. So, what else? So, Russia, of course, is firing back as we round out tonight, right? Food wars. Russia bans fertilizer exports to crush global markets. Hungary bans all grain exports. So, once you start seeing this, remember, people, we're only 1 week into this. Remember that we were told on the online research project to put on the full armor of God, that big things were coming. So we're seeing now, we're only 1 week and already we're talking food wars. In addition to information war and in addition to bio warfare and people getting shot at and all these Russians being found dead and all these things that are happening. We're up to the food war part of it. So everyone should be wondering, where's this going? We'll continue this conversation, right, as we go on. I'm not going to jump ahead and tell you everybody what's coming. I don't know. Right? And we see the market. We see... So, I mean, we kind of are moving in closer and closer to what is Zelensky up to and what is Biden up to. We're kind of honing in tonight. Right? Think about it. And now in this food war, right? According to this, Ryan, grocery prices may increase up to $1,000 per month due to Russia's sanctions on fertilizer. So this is just the beginning. Trump is coming out, right? Saying, look, you know, everybody is seeing it. And let us see where this might be going. Let's skip around to some other stories. I had to put some other stories aside tonight because, you know, there's only so many things we could cover, but this is a big deal. Dr. Malone is reposting this from Buck Sexton, right? Wasn't kidding all those months. I said the CDC should be more hated than the IRS. and more distrusted than the FBI. Look at this, people. On Friday, the CDC revised its COVID risk formula. With this single change, the pandemic abruptly eased, going from 90% of the United States in high risk red to less than 30%. They're playing with the numbers, people. Remember that Trump took control of the numbers, the data from the CDC. This is a big reminder of this, of what we've been saying. So think about that. That's a big deal. And right, I don't have links here, but let's, right? The truckers rally is a big deal. It's building up, right? Tens of thousands of these truckers while all the mandates are being dropped. Did the trucker movement kill the mandates for now? You could say that it's about November. They could have done that later on in July or August. I've been thinking about it. I'll say it again. The more I think about it, I'm saying it right here, people. The truckers are responsible, at least for the temporary pullback on all the mandates. So let's hear it for the truckers. They deserve credit. They are still coming. The trucker movement is building up. I feel bad in the sense that the deep state played this game. What? The truckers are coming? Let's take down the mandates. And let's pray for the truckers. Let's make the trucker thing a big deal. Maybe it'll be a permanent thing. Think about it. Also, on some other political news, think about this. After arming the Taliban terrorists with $80 billion in U.S. arms, Biden regime lifts ban on 112 top officials from Iranian terrorist regime. Think about it. This is huge. While they're labeling Russia to be terrorists. At some point, you have to start asking, are they this evil and radical? Yes, they are. Or are they purposely trying to destroy America and the West? This is the destruction of America and the West. Don't lose focus, people. Stay focused, just like Trump is staying focused. And no one should be surprised that Iran's coming out requests Obama-Biden remove its Revolutionary Guard from the terror watch list. Get out of here. In latest deal. Remember, Iran was involved in the actual steal. But this is all great awakening. Don't worry about it, people. Everything is under control. Because we have big, big news tonight. We also know that the J6 panel, they're taking it even further, people. They say Trump may have engaged in criminal conspiracy. Yeah, right. They know the end is near. That's the bottom line. To overturn 2020 election. Moves and counter moves. Why are they doing this? We're going to find out. Moves and counter moves. World War III. Second American Revolution. We're never going back to the old days. Every one of these podcasts is part of history. We are walking through history. And I know that you guys get it. That's why you come to this channel. We can only pray that others understand what is happening. Because the reason they're doing this is, we're going to get to that in a second, right? One, Trump is coming out, laying it down. Big, important speech, one of the most important speeches to date, filled with truths ignored by fake news media. And it says it's a must read. I encourage people to read the whole Trump statement. But, yeah, I know some of it is on Twitter, and it's right here. Liz Harrington said, President Donald J. Trump, quote, the actual conspiracy to defraud the United States was the Democrats rigging the election and the fake news media and the Unselect Committee covering it up. So that is the reason they are now saying, well, maybe he committed a crime. Few things could be more fraudulent or met with more irregularities. Then the statement continues. We know, right? Trump is putting out, we're not going to get into all of it, but the evidence is monumental. He's coming out, calling out. Right? Like I said, on select committee, politically partisan bat hacks. Someone had a steaming hot affair with Chinese spy. Hides the fact. Calling out Swalwell. And really, again, people, I encourage you guys to read through all of this. Trump calling out, sounding like a war president that is very angry, and they know their death and their end is coming soon. I'll just leave it at that. Trump, big, big statement, nothing to do with Russia. They don't like that. John Durham comes out. He's dropping the hammer on this phony attorney called, that wants to, you know, dismiss this case, right? Sussman, saying it's absurd. John Durham coming out, putting out the statement, far from finding himself in a vulnerable position of an ordinary person whose speech is likely to be chilled, the defendant, Michael Sussman, a sophisticated and well-connected lawyer, chose to bring politically charged allegations to the FBI chief legal officer, right, at the height of an election season. Durham's filing reads, quote, he then chose to lie about the clients who were behind those allegations, using such rare access to the halls of power for the purpose of political deceit. It's hardly the type of speech that the founders intended to protect. Boom! The court should therefore reject defendant's invitation to expand the scope of the First Amendment to protect such conduct. Yeah, he's trying to say free speech. And Durham is upset. The defendant's false statement to the FBI general counsel was plainly material because it misled the general counsel about, among other things, the critical fact that the defendant was disseminating highly explosive allegations about a then presidential candidate on behalf of two specific clients, one of which was the opposing presidential campaign. The defendant's effort to mislead the FBI in this manner during the height of a presidential election season mainly could have influenced the FBI's decision-making in a number of ways. Boom. So Durham is sounding like the online research project. He is sounding like Trump. And for all the doubters, TikTok, the end is near. If you are negative and you are pessimistic, your era is over. Let it go. Go away. Get away from politics. You're no longer necessary. Durham is solid. He's consistent. Durham is not being shaken, which is consistent with the online research project. And if you think, all right, this is it, people. This is the final story for tonight. Are we ready? I gotta admit, people, even this caught me off guard. Because I didn't think of this. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what's going to happen on the members channel. We've talked about all the different routes to victory. There's about now there's four of them that I can think of. Because weeks ago on the members channel, I described three of them. Matter of fact, all right, never mind. I don't have that file in front of me. Well, people, we know it's either going to go through the judicial branch or the legislative branch, decertification, right? Or now we have this congressional, you know, the midterms. But the midterm option just went on steroids. Let's see how that's possible.
Vernon, let me ask you this. You got the endorsement from President Trump. I know he's going to come there and campaign for you. One of the things that you said publicly the other day that I thought was fascinating, you said, hey, elect me to Congress, get us a majority, and when we vote for Speaker, you said that you're going to nominate Donald Trump for Speaker and put his name in nomination and whip him votes. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, day one, I will offer articles of impeachment of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Why? Because they have failed the American people. They have not upheld the Constitution. And an example of that is what they're doing with the borders, not enforcing the law. And you and I both know the Constitution provides for the House of Representatives, if they want to, they can appoint a non-member. When we take Congress in 2022, I will be nominating and voting for Donald Trump to be the Speaker. And once the Senate confirmed the impeachment and throw out Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, then President Trump will be the president of the United States. And I say that, John, we cannot wait till 2024. Joe Biden is destroying this country. We need President Trump now. I mean, look at the difference between President Trump's administration and Joe Biden. It's a no-brainer, no pun intended, to Joe Biden. But we need President Trump back at the with his hands on the dike of this county, of this state, I should say, and this country, and you know, stand up to these world leaders. None of this would be happening with Russia or China or Iran if President Trump was president today.
Vernon.
Boom. That explains why some people in the alternative media have been attacking another great patriot in Vernon Jones. I research who gets attacked by the alternative media all the time. But anyway, and they attack the very people that Trump is trying to say, look, this is the person I want. I never thought of this. The House, Congress, can select someone as the Speaker of the House, right? That could be someone from the outside. And we have 31 and counting Democrats that are resigning. And everybody is saying 100% landslide. Congress will be handed over to the GOP. And Trump would walk in without a fight, like, boom. It doesn't get any more nonviolent than that. Maybe that would explain why the one question Trump has never answered is that weird question about running in 2024. This would be the ultimate example of the art of war. But, what do I know? And again, people, I'm not saying this is what's going to go down, but it sounds like a hot knife through butter and like the smoothest, softest, easiest, boom. Trump walked right in. After all the evidence is introduced against the old man and Mansuit for the treason that they have committed for now 408 days. Now, that also might explain why Trump is always saying you're going to like how this movie ends. Just one other option for you to put on your table, in addition to the other very real options. And that might explain why some of these big situations, like in Arizona, we've got the evidence. We're just going to take our time with this evidence. We are suffering from the same disease that everyone else suffers from, where nobody does anything about this thing that's obviously in front of them. Which borrows time for people, more and more people, to see for themselves. As in, sometimes you must show them. That's it for me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. See what you think. Let me know your thoughts. I want to let everyone know that yesterday I did go back and I emailed a lot of you folks who do send emails to truthinourtv.com on the email. What I'll do is once in a while I'll go through and email back as many people as I can. So thank you for your emails. I try to answer most of your questions. Right. I also want to remind people to come on and join me on the member side where big things are brewing. Join me on the finale of the Nazi ideology series, Those Who Ignore History. I think this is the most important episode, in my opinion. You know, well, you decide. See what you think. And it will be permanently, eventually, posted on the truthinourtv.com/Nazi ideology link, which is here. You guys can watch the first four episodes here, all right? My friends, see what you think. I've been working on a lot of these things. People enjoy the music page. Put a lot of new music tracks there, you know, and check it all out. Don't forget the, you know, the support page. Are all the ways to support this channel. Also, be aware, people, that unless a link is in the support page and in the description box, it's not a real platform for potentially supporting Truth and Art TV. I received a disturbing email from someone the other day thinking that I'm on Patreon somehow. Come on, people. Most of you guys know that Patreon deleted all the patrons, starting with Truth in Art TV. So if anyone is still on Patreon and you're giving them money, just start your FBI file now. Report Patreon to the FBI. That platform has gone goodbye. So just be aware. And that goes for Teespring or anybody. All right? So be aware of that. Just a disturbing email that I received the other day. All right? God bless you all. Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel by purchasing the music and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for me. I'll pray for you. Right? God bless you all. I will be back hopefully on Sunday. And, you know, it's all good, right? We are one. Get the word out, ladies and gentlemen, about this channel. And meet me on Getter, for the most part, if you want to follow me on social media, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I can see the end of the road. God bless you. May the peace of God be with you.